Item 4, from the Director, Department of Administrative Services and the Interim Director, Community Business Development Partners, submitting notification of projected revenue deficits in 2013 and 2014. And in March, the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit referred this item to this committee. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Please introduce yourselves.
Vince Masterson, Department of Administrative Services.
Rick Norris, Director of CBDP.
Who's going to start off?
Madam Chair, committee members, I will. As I stated before you, is the revenue deficit report for 2013 as well as for 2014. For both of these years, the deficit is driven largely by the narrow scope upon which CBDP staff can charge eligible capital projects as determined by the city or by the county's bond council. For 2014, there's a corrective action plan in place to help mitigate the revenue deficit. Mr. Norris will be assigning two more staff to work on eligible projects, as well as CBDP staff will work to monitor monthly these cross-charge revenues to determine where we are year-to-date, and also help determine a year-end impact in terms of what the revenue deficit will be. We are anticipating, again, a 14 revenue deficit as well. For 2015, in the budget process, we hope to address this issue. Some of the options will either significantly reduce this or eliminate the cross-charge to reflect actuals and then find another funding source or some other alternative to essentially backfill that revenue.
Do you have any questions? Any ideas of where you're going to find another funding source?
Well, that's what the budget development is, is for. You know, we have targets for departments, and as we work through it, as departments work through the request phase, as we work through the county exec phase, we'll work together and hopefully find a solution to this.
Committee members? Supervisor Bond.
Madam Chair, I just want to confirm it is the 158,000 number that is the exact deficit right now.
Madam Chair, supervisors, for 2013, 158,000 was budgeted for this cross charge revenue. There'll be a deficit of for 2013 approximately $145,000, and similarly in 2014, $181,000 was budgeted, and there'll be a similar deficit. This one is anticipated, projected thus far to be about $165,000.
Okay. And the issue with cross-charging, not being able to cross-charge because of the timeline, is there's no way around that? Is that what we're determining?
Madam Chair, Supervisors, the main issue is upon consultation with our bond counsel, DBE monitoring work can only be done on for capital eligible capital projects for contracts that have been signed and executed. Now, this significantly narrows the scope upon which the DBE charges can then be applied. In addition, the CBDP staff also have to work on a myriad of other work-related DBE monitoring that's done prior to these contracts being signed and executed. So all that work essentially can't be charged. It's only after it's been signed and executed for the contracts.
And that's according to what law? Is that federal law? Or?
It basically has to, Madam Chair, Supervisors, when speaking with bond counsel, it essentially deals with the U.S. Treasury rules and regulations. So to be in compliance with those, that's, in a nutshell, we have to do work only after signed and executed contracts.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right. There's nothing else from committee. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Cialdini, did you get an answer to the question on number two?